USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Seven world leaders have officially greeted each other with a power dinner at the G7 summit in France. The formal start followed a less formal lunch between President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron.
We will accomplish a lot this weekend, and I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Before the president arrived, European leader Donald Tusk, who comes from Poland and clearly remembers Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe, threw out President Trump's idea of having Russia readmitted into the G7.
President Trump suggested re-inviting Russia, stating openly Crimea's annexation by Russia was partially justified. Under no condition can we agree with this logic.
68 people who took part in a protest near the summit have been detained by French police. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has just gone through radiation treatment for a tumor on her pancreas. The 86-year-old has been diagnosed with cancer several times since 1999. She had surgery for lung cancer late last year. Ginsburg has kept up a busy schedule during her treatment this time around. The statement from the Supreme Court said she completed 3 weeks of radiation and that there is no evidence of disease anywhere else in her body. A Florida jury has returned a guilty verdict in the manslaughter trial of a white man in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man in a dispute over a parking space. They deliberated about 6 hours, then convicted Michael Draca in the death of Marquise McLaughlin. Michelle Rayner-Goolsby is the attorney.
The jury was able to see that you're not going to get to do this. This man is a vigilante. He's the mobster. He's the murderer.
At sentencing, Draca could get 30 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist David Koch has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative political donors. David Koch, who died Friday at 79, usually let his older brother Charles do the talking to the media, though David was collared by a blogger in 2011 and discussed what his vision of a perfect Congress would do.
Balance the budget and reduce regulations and support business.
David Koch stepped away from running the energy and chemical company Koch Industries last year because of his failing health.
Sad news for rock star Eddie Money. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, will be. The future is ours to see. So baby, hold on to me.
Eddie Money says he now has stage 4 esophageal cancer. The singer, known for such hits as Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight, says his fate is now in God's hands. Money's comments appear in a video released from his Access television reality series called Real Money. The full episode airs on September 12th. In the video, Money said he discovered he had cancer after what he thought was a routine checkup. He's had numerous health problems recently, including heart valve surgery earlier this year and pneumonia after the procedure, leading to the cancellation of his summer tour.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.